You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
Acknowledge the Kaurna people who are the traditional custodians of the land here. I would also like to pay my respects to elders past and present of Kaurna country. I draw your attention to the short weekly notice sheet you should have received coming in. Please take the time to read through these and so become familiar with upcoming events in our busy and active church. Sometimes things are missed in the final print, so I invite those with such notices to share now.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Matthew and I'm the musical director of the Adelaide Gay and Lesbian Choir, and thanks to Aaron and Beau for the invitation to come along this morning. Coming up next weekend, November the 23rd, is our end of year concert being held at Elder Hall, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's entitled Over the Rainbow. The three songs that we're performing today form part of the repertoire that we're performing next weekend. And the music in the concert centres around songs of strength and meaning for members of our community. So you can visit our Facebook page, Adelaide Choir. We're on the web as well to book your tickets, or there's tickets at the door. $20 for adults, $15 student concession, under 18, $10. So hope to see some of you there.
Ignite our hearts and minds, sparking knowledge that enlightens. May it burn in shimmering hope. May it blaze the love that empowers our actions. May it light the bonfire of our commitment. We light this flame for those who celebrate themselves, who fear, who hope, who persevere, who stand on the side of love for all. We light this flame for those who have been ridiculed, that they may find peace. We light this flame for those who have fought to marry, that they may celebrate. We light this flame for those who live in uncertainty, that they may have hope. We light this flame to renew our commitment that no one shall ever again suffer for the right to love or to be fully themselves. We light this flame to celebrate the kaleidoscope that is our diversity, working, loving, living on the side of love. For all this, we light this flame.
Good morning and welcome to our service of worship. This is a service because it means to serve you. And it is worship from worth-ship, because it serves you by raising to worth things that matter. My name is Aaron Pose, a member of this congregation, and I'm leading this feast service as a proud gay man, whose pronouns are he, him, in case you're wondering. I welcome you here on behalf of the generations of Unitarians who have worshipped in similar gatherings in South Australia since 1854. We are a spiritual community that encourages and supports all who come to find, to fashion, and most importantly, to follow their own spiritual path, any path that helps you see more clearly, love more abundantly, and work toward a better world for all. We welcome you to join with us after the service for a shared meal, coffee, tea, and conversation. This hymn was written by Faya Toure, the first woman of African ascent to become a judge in Alabama. Please stand when you're able.
Today's story is The Family Book by an author called Todd Parr. And it celebrates that not all people you consider family are the family that you're born into, but perhaps it's the family you make from the people around you who love you. And as part of acknowledging the different family structures that abound these days, I'm very thankful for people such as my son's teacher, who every Father's Day and Mother's Day doesn't ask the children who they'd like to give a Mother's Day card to, but asks, how many Mother and Father's Day cards would you like to make? Because just in my son's class, the answer can be anything between 0 and 4. Some families are big. Some families are small. Some families are the same colour. Some families are different colours. All families like to hug each other. Can you see some teddy bear hugs? Some families live near each other. There is no sense of personal space at our place. Can I just tell you that? Some families live far from each other.
It is our tradition to share the significant events of our spiritual lives in an open forum of fellowship. Today will be a little different in that I invite you to share with us the name of a person who supported your worth in your darkest time. If you choose not to share, you can still take part in this widening circle of compassion by listening with an open heart and an open mind and refraining from comment. I open our worship space for this sacred act that draws us together in our shared humanity. This final candle I light represents all those things that remain silent in our hearts. May all the things we've shared be honoured by this beloved community.
Prepare for your meditation by either closing your eyes or having them gently downcast. Begin by taking 3 deep breaths, holding for a moment, and exhaling slowly. Let go of the busyness of your mind and focus on your breath. We are all human, and none of us is flawless. None of us fits precisely into the dominant culture. We cannot allow that to reduce any person to anything less than a human being. We cannot allow opinions of others or our systems of authority to strip any of us of our humanity.
This church is non-doctrinal, meaning we don't have an extensive set of strict beliefs to follow. It is also open to all spiritual, religious, and belief expressions, including atheism, science, and philosophy. Here, the connection is about mutual respect, not necessarily mutual agreement. However, we do hold to a set of principles, 7 of them, of which the first one is this: the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Because it is inherent, that is, a permanent and inseparable part of who we are, we all share in it. Me speaking to you, and each of you, and your neighbours around the room and beyond the room as well. Our rainbow community has long struggled with this simple level of acceptance, and it's important to me personally and to the church that we bring balance to the less kind messages out there. Part of valuing the inherent worth and dignity of all is the need to make space for those whose voices are not heard enough. To that end, we will be shortly hearing from 5 of our members who are also parts of the rainbow community, to lift up their voices. Therefore, I introduce our first presenter.
I found a poem called Out of Time, Full of Beauty, and the poet is called Gadaluk. It's a self-chosen name. When I was young, I always wondered why I never fit in. Like a broken puzzle piece, I just couldn't complete life's picture. Because my choices were taken as sin, I never got a chance to look within. So now I stand with myself, hand in hand. The past me in cargo shorts, the future me in pencil skirts. But I live, I laugh, I love. For change is not soft like velvet dresses. It tears and wears the hardest of hearts, from stone to sand, speeding past the hourglass. For I age with beauty, a beauty so unconventional, a beauty so foreign, a beauty without age, for when I grow, I blossom with time as my friend.
Thank you, John and Ed.
Every person of every race, every ethnicity, every creed, every sexuality, every gender identity and expression, every sex, every political belief, class, and age and ability. Let us come together to learn from one another. Let us build beloved community together precisely because we're not all the same. May we see that it is our differences that truly make us the same. May our differences be respected, but not at the expense of building that community. May we build a community that is indeed a holy place, transformed by the light of a faith that demands inquiry more than conformity, and to transform those who would see such a place as sin rather than as blessing. For if there is indeed a creative force in the cosmos, its signature is not sameness, but unending diversity and a love so vast it includes us all. Amen. And go in peace to love and serve.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitariansa@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching SA Unitarians.